This is Toronto, and we're a few sleeps away from the municipal election. Joining me now is, he's one of Toronto's most unique mayoral candidates, although technically he's not a registered candidate. Hopefully he can explain that. Steve Murray, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. First of all, why do you want to be the mayor of Toronto?
Well, you know, I didn't see a lot of choice out there. And I just kind of felt that, the time was right for someone to just take the bull by the horns, stop a train full of gravy, find the silver lining in the dark cloud, to be a rolling stone to gather no moss. I felt like I was that guy.
Now, you're currently not a registered candidate. Isn't that going to hurt your chance of winning by not being on the ballot?
I'll admit I'm in a bit of an underdog situation. The dates are not my strong suit. You know, I kind of I'm a guy that relies on intuition and being in the moment. And I missed the deadline. I missed the deadline to enter. And to be frank, I don't think I had the $200 at the time to actually enter the race. So it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a little bit at the polls. I've got a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask about your stance on garbage. You said that if the unions weren't willing to work with you, you'd hire Gary and Sons to take care of Toronto's trash. Who's Gary? Who are his sons, and why them?
You know, Gary's just a good friend of mine. He's a solid, upstanding man, he's got a love deep down inside, a love for trash. And he's also extremely cheap. When we go out for drinks, you know, I always have to pay. Or we both have to skip out on the bill because neither of us have the funds available. The sons, they're not technically sons. He put that on there to make it seem like there's more people working for the company. It's really just him. But I feel if I just gave him a city contract, he could probably afford to purchase some sons to help out with the garbage.
And you feel that he'll be able to take care of the trash? Like, has he given you a certain game plan as to how he would handle it, or what kind of options he would look at?
You know what I mean? Trash is a pretty straightforward thing. You know, street by street. That's always been Gary's motto: street by street. Even before he's in the trash game, for some reason his motto is still street by street. I don't recall why that was. He's got a truck. You know, because that's the big thing. You got to put garbage somewhere. He's going to put it in the truck, and he just drives it away. I don't know exactly where he takes the garbage. It's one of those things. You know, the more questions you ask, it just gets more complicated, and you don't really need to know the answers.
Interesting. What about the TTC? What's your stance on transit?
You know what? If I can make it my number one goal in life, it would be to make sure that nobody has to take transit ever again. It's just it's inefficient. It's cramped. You're not allowed to wrest control of the vehicle from the driver, which I find very frustrating. When I'm with my friends in a car or something, I tend to just grab the wheel, at the very least the wheel, if my legs can't reach the pedals. So less transit the better. I don't know why we don't just have cars underground as well as above ground, or even above buildings.
So you are encouraging Torontonians to take their cars to work?
Bigger the better. There's nothing like a smooth, comfy ride. I've never been a fan of the small cars. I find the concept of more than one lane of traffic, that seems to be the problem. Because cars always end up slowing down when they have to cut into lanes. Like, it's that human reaction of, like, do I hit the gas, do I hit the brake, you know, to let somebody in. But if it was just one lane of traffic, one beautiful, big, wide lane of traffic, it just sounds beautiful. It's like a march towards something amazing.
So you would expand roads?
If I could, but I also don't want to hurt small businesses, you know? So I think the idea should be tiers of roads, one on top of the other. Like I said, if we can somehow get the roads underground as well, not in place of roads on the surface, I think that would help as well.
What about the spending at City Hall? Of course, Rob Ford has made it part of his campaign, a major part of his campaign, to cut down on the spending at City Hall. Would you follow that similar path?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go one step further. I mean, he wants to get rid of half the councillors. I'm saying, since it's really two buildings as it stands, why don't we get rid of one side of City Hall entirely? So we demolish one side, basically flip a coin. I don't think it matters. I think government employees, one's the same as the other. Flip a coin, decide left or right, and one of them goes down. And then all I got to do is make a call to Gary, and he'll show up with his sons and take away the remnants.
You would literally destroy one half of the building.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sell it for, you know, maybe turn it into housing, affordable housing, or...
Well, I mean, the chunks of the building we could probably sell as Toronto souvenirs. Like just big bits of concrete, pieces of paper from within. You know, it could be, hey, a road. It could be a road. Maybe that would be my park. I've decided to ease up on my anti-park stance. And maybe a nice little park next to City Hall for my lunch hours when I'm mayor.
Hmm. You know, Mr. Murray, one thing that makes you stand out from all the other candidates is your beard. First of all, you still have it, correct?
I do. I've maintained it during the election.
Uh-huh. Well, it's, you know, for the life of me, I can't remember a Toronto mayor with a beard, and certainly many of the candidates don't have one. So, is Toronto ready for a bearded mayor?
Well, you know, it was a conscious effort on my part. You know, Mr. Ford, God bless him, getting a little light on the top. Smitherman, nothing. Poor old Rossi obviously had nothing as well. I figured by having hair on the top of my head and on the bottom of my head, I could show kind of a like a strong, distinct image that I don't waste time shaving. But time is money.
One thing I also noticed about your website is that you have a section for children. Why is it important for you to reach out to people who are not old enough to vote?
Well, you know, children are the future. I mean, they literally are the future. I like to get in there young. You know, I mean, I don't have a particular affinity for children. Most of them kind of rub me the wrong way, and I think that's just because we normally don't share the same sense of politics. So if I can get to them early enough, get them indoctrinated into my way of thinking, which is the right way of thinking, when it comes time for them to vote, say in 2020, you know what? They're going to be voting Murray for mayor. Whether they even know it or not, whether it's a conscious or subconscious thing.
And what is your way of thinking?
My way of thinking is we should give children the vote so they can just vote now.
Election day is coming up. What do you want people to consider when they head to the polls?
Well, I want them to consider what kind of city they want to live in. Do they want to live in a city in which I'm mayor, or do they want to live in a city in which I'm not mayor and I'm really sad? The idea of making someone really sad, I don't think anyone wants that.
And getting back to not having your name on the ballot, what should they do? I mean, do you want them to write your name on, or?
You know what? Another thing I have not looked into as closely as I probably should have is whether or not people can actually write in my name on a ballot. I've seen a lot of movies and a lot of television in which people do that, write in names on ballots, and then the person comes from behind and wins. Well, I assume that's the way it goes in real life. If it doesn't, I suggest tantrums. I mean, tantrums wherever people are voting, just to let it be known that the election's a fraud, and it shouldn't need to follow deadlines for entering a race or coming up with $200 cash. I mean, that's like a week's salary.
So you're hoping for a Hollywood ending, and if not, you want everyone to act like they're a toddler.
Pretty much. If I don't get my Hollywood ending, I will surely get my Hollywood ending when they make the movie about my mayoral run.
Well, Mr. Murray, if people would like more information on your campaign, where can they go?
They can go to Murray4Mayor, the number 4, .biz. .ca was too expensive.
Ah, I see. Well, Mr. Murray, thank you for taking the time out, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That was Toronto mayoral candidate Steve Murray. As he mentioned, if you'd like to know more about his campaign, head to murrayformayor.biz. That's Murray, the number 4, mayor.biz. And remember, Election Day is October 25th. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And in case you haven't done it yet, go to Facebook and check out This is Toronto's brand new Facebook fan page. The fan page will have more features, and it's a great way for you to connect with your fellow Torontonians and discuss art and culture. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.